Welcome to all of you amazing individuals who are traveling down the road to recovery. As you well know, this is your support group convener, facilitator, and founder of Parkinson's Recovery, Robert Rogers. I am here to provide whatever support I can to ensure that you find some solutions to being able to reverse whatever symptoms you currently experience. I put out a call for questions to be submitted, and I have received one email. Now, remember, if you're connected in, you can always write in the chat room any follow-up topics you'd like for us to discuss, either during our gathering today or in subsequent gatherings, or questions that you have that you'd like for me to address and others here in our group. So the question comes from Bill, and it says the following. Hi, Robert. Could you discuss the use of glutathione for Parkinson's symptoms? I feel I'm getting some positive benefit from the ME3 product. The ME3 product, which comes in the form of something called REGACTIV, it's one of the items in the menu of parkinsonsrecovery.com where there's some additional explanation. This particular supplement is an enzyme which enables the body to produce glutathione naturally, so there are no issues with glutathione being blocked by the blood-brain barrier. As a general rule, individuals diagnosed with Parkinson's disease have been found to be severely deficient in glutathione. It's one of the building blocks of the body. So what medical professionals have discovered is that supplementation of glutathione can provide welcome relief. Now, heretofore, the supplementation has really been found in a couple of ways. The first way has been an IV infusion of glutathione, which, of course, is provided by a medical professional. So you go to a medical clinic and you have a prescription for an IV infusion of glutathione. Now, that really does enable the possibility that you will receive that in your brain. And from all the reports that I have heard back, the IV infusions of glutathione really are successful. A typical response is that a person will say, I have been getting some of the IV infusions of glutathione, and they'll mention a medical doctor who does it. And I did it 3 times a week, and boy, I really felt a whole lot better. It was making a big difference, and I did it for about 2 or 3 months, and I was really very happy with it. Of course, my follow-up question is, well, okay, so you did it 2 or 3 months. Well, why didn't you continue since it was being so helpful? And the answer is, it was too expensive. So when you actually get an IV infusion, as you can well imagine, there are all sorts of sterility issues and equipment and medical professionals that have to be involved. So I'm sure that the cost varies of these infusions from doctor to doctor, but on average, it sounds to me like, from what I've heard, the cost is about $100. So if you're getting 3 infusions a week, that's $300 times 4 is $1,200. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend. And, of course, this is a building block of the body. It will provide some relief from symptoms, but it's not the end all. It's not something that all of a sudden addresses all the issues, since it's more suppressing the symptoms that are problematic. So the first particular technique that has proven to be successful, no doubt about it, is the IV intravenous infusions of glutathione. A second particular technique, which has also proven successful, as reported by Dr. Lori Mishley, naturopath from Seattle, has been a nasal spray of glutathione, only available from a prescription from your doctor. I think only a few pharmacies actually carry this. I know there's one in Seattle. I believe it's called Kent. So it's possible that you can, if your doctor knows about this, they can do a prescription for a nasal glutathione spray, and you spray that up your nose, so to speak, I guess 2 or 3 times a day. And Dr. Mishley's patients report back to her that that's also been very, very useful. If you go to a supplement store, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to get bottles of glutathione for sale, and they'll purported to have different quality, but let me just say, don't do that, because you're going to just be putting your money down the toilet. The glutathione really is blocked by the blood-brain barrier, so if you are ingesting a glutathione supplement, it's not going to do you very much good at all. Maybe a tiny bit, but not very much good at all. So I don't think that's an option that really needs to be even entertained. I know some people do that, but again, I think you're just wasting your limited resources. So now that brings us to the new development, which is the discovery. And it's actually a discovery by an Eastern European researcher who discovered, it's now been about 2.5 years ago, that there is a natural enzyme that, as it turns out, if it's present in your digestive system, enables your body to produce glutathione naturally. Now, the reason why that's so beneficial is there are no issues with being blocked by the blood-brain barrier. The body recognizes that as natural. It's something that the body actually produced itself. So the body says, great, this is part of me. You go where you need to go. So the glutathione is absorbed by the brain cells, and it really does have a very significant impact. It's a wonderful discovery, and I think it is an option that is well worth considering. If you especially have been found to be deficient in glutathione, then I think this is one that you'll want to explore further. I know this has been a successful research discovery because they have limited the ability that I have of being able to order these ME3 products. So they have two products now that they have developed. One is a new product. It's just straight ME3. And a second product that's been out for about a year and a half or 2 years, and that's called RegActive Liver Detox. So that particular product also has the ability of providing some support for detoxing your liver in addition to the ME3. I've really struggled, I have to report to everyone, to get the either of those products in supply. The RegActive Liver Detox, which has been available for much longer, would be out of supply for 3 months or even 4 months, and then finally I'd be able to get some and call back up, I need some more, and they would say, sorry, but we're out. So I know that it's a product that's in high demand and limited supply, and it has been helping people. So I would recommend, if you feel like you're deficient in glutathione, this is really something worth exploring. Now, just as a heads up, I do have a limited supply of the RegActive Liver Detox. I don't have any of the ME3, but I do have the RegActive Liver Detox. I think that's actually an advantage over the other one, since, again, detoxing our liver can only produce some desirable outcomes. So that's the story about glutathione. It's a big issue for Parkinson's. Everyone, I think, who has the symptoms needs to be attentive to the fact that you need to supplement your glutathione levels in some way. And again, this natural enzyme, which goes into the digestive system, into the stomach, is something that the body can then take and produce, manufacture within your body, glutathione naturally. Now, Bill has a follow-up, and he's got a suggestion which is really quite wonderful. It might be useful to consider asking your followers to complete a survey that would allow them to record therapies that did not work for them. And I think that's a wonderful idea, Bill, so we'll see if we can't get that organized. It would take some programming to make that happen, but I'll see what I can do. In fact, it might be useful to ask that question along with the question, what did help, and then we can compare the two responses. We do know from the annual surveys that I've done with my audience, when I ask what therapies have been helpful to you, we do know that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of therapies that are reported by individuals that are helping to reverse symptoms. And we also know that these therapies, no matter which one you focus on, will help some people and they won't help other people. So I'm guessing that it would be interesting to look at the reports of therapies that are reported to be helpful, and I'm guessing that some of those same therapies would be listed by people who reported, well, it really didn't help them. The real issue turns on what's causing the symptoms, and that then is what ought to inspire the therapies that address those causes. So if a person, for example, really doesn't have issues with toxicity, but they are doing therapies that are detoxes, well, they're going to get a little benefit because we all need to detox, but that's not the main therapy that needs to be addressed. So it depends on the choice of therapies and the factors that are creating the condition for the person that's really making the choice. Now, this brings me to being able to make sure everybody knows that I have just decided here in the last couple of weeks that a new course that I think is going to provide some really wonderful support is one where I am going to preview on Wednesday evenings and on Saturday at noon Pacific time a therapy that has been reported back in my surveys to be helpful. And the reason I think I wanted to do that is, first of all, there are just dozens and dozens, and it's really a bit of an overload. And second of all, a number of these therapies, I must report to all of you, are therapies that are a little unknown to me. Now, most of them I know about, and I've documented and I've interviewed people. But some of them, I all of a sudden look at what people say has been helpful, and I think, well, I need to learn more about that. So I'm going to cover all of the therapies that are listed to be helpful. And again, we're going to have 16 different classes, and each class is going to focus on a different kind of a therapy. So the intent here is that all of those who are enrolled in the course will have an opportunity to be able to pick and choose which ones they think might be able to offer the biggest result. So you do have a link for that particular course registration on the member website. It's, you know, What's Up Robert page. And, of course, for members, that's going to remain at the early bird discount, which is only $94. So it's not much money for each class. And, by the way, as I'm sure you know, those contributions of tuition payments help support all of the expenses we incur here at Parkinson's Recovery, which every month seem to be getting more and more. Second of all, I want everybody to know that for the next couple of days, and only the next couple of days only, I do have some discount holiday consultations. So one of the ways that I like to spend the holidays is to be able to connect with people who would like to be able to get some additional support. And this means helping to formulate a refined program of recovery of therapies that between you and I, we feel like would offer the biggest result. It may be just coaching or support. Maybe you're really down to a point where you don't know which direction to go in. So the idea here is holiday seasons can be challenging, and what I wanted to do is to provide some support for those of you who'd like to, receive it. So discount consultations are available the next couple of days. It's 50% off, so only $75. And again, that's a contribution to help pay the expenses of Parkinson's recovery. So that's listed again on the What's Up Robert member page. If you need that link, be sure to just email me. And finally, something that I haven't actually even announced yet, but I'm just have been setting up this last weekend, is I have not offered for almost a year now the Rock Solid Walking course, but it was really in very much demand. So I'm going to offer that here in November on Saturdays for November and December. There are 8 classes. So if you're having some challenges with walking, some freezing, some stumbling, some fears of fall, some just difficulty with feeling that your walking is not rock solid, I think you'll find that course is going to be immensely helpful. By the way, one of the classes, I have an interview that I have done with an individual who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's for a number of years, who has just completed a hike of the Appalachian Trail. It took him 4 months. Now, again, I don't want to minimize the fact he experiences Parkinson's symptoms. And he has some amazing, I have to say, amazing suggestions and discoveries. So he's experimented with what helps with his walking and what doesn't. And he talks about the kind of suggestions that he wants to make for those of you who are having some mobility challenges. So for me, what I've done is I've just extracted all of the best ideas that I've heard over the last decade and a half from individuals with Parkinson's and also from healthcare practitioners. And that has constituted the curriculum of the course. So rock solid walking, look out for that announcement. I'll probably begin to put out the word today. And finally, on your meditation page of your member website, which, of course, you all have access to, I want to make sure everybody knows that I've got a whole series this week on speech. So if you're a person who has struggled with being able to vocalize loudly and clearly, if speech has been a difficult challenge for you, if you find that your voice is very soft and you have difficulty expressing yourself, other people have difficulty hearing you, then be sure to check in with those meditations. Again, there's a longer meditation, about 30 minutes or so, on the long meditation page. And then, again, on another member website, I've got the shorter meditations each weekday. So today is Monday. There's one for today. There'll be one Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, again, they are just a 3 or 4 minutes, and that allows you to be able to have another fix, another focus on being able to reclaim your speech. And again, those ideas have been unearthed from the many, many discoveries that I've been able to unearth over the last decade and a half. So reclaim your speech on the member websites. And I know I say this during each of our support group gatherings, but please consider a habit that I think will really support your recovery, which is just visit the member websites every day. Maybe it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I think you'll find there is some positive infusion of support there on the member websites. So we've got an exposure to all the kinds of functions and activities that are really essential for being able to reverse symptoms. There's a recommendation for a healthy recipe each and every weekday. There's a joke so you can laugh out loud and make dopamine naturally. Laughing out loud is the best way to make dopamine naturally. And quite frankly, it's far superior to any kind of a supplement, no matter what the name, or even medications. So I've got a little joke, and I fully realize, as you probably heard me say before, that you may look at a joke and you may think, that's not funny. That's not even a joke. Well, look. Laugh at me. All you need to do is laugh out loud. So the presence of the joke is an invitation for laughing out loud. There's a whole therapy. It's called laughter yoga. And what people do is they sit around. They don't tell jokes. They just start laughing out loud. And at the end of that therapy, everybody reports, whoa, I can't believe how much better I feel. So the out loud laughter is probably the best medicine ever for producing the necessary dopamine hormone. So we've got other websites as well. In addition to those, we've got an inspirational quote. Of course, we've got the index of all the radio shows. So if you've got a topic you want to learn more about, just look down at the categories, click on that, and you'll see all the interviews I've done with guests who have something to say about that particular issue or topic or therapy or method or approach. So I've got all of the radio shows categorized, something that took me weeks and weeks to do, but that's available for you as members. We've got something called Mind Work, and Mind Work is enabling you to balance your right and left sides of your body, of your brain. So Mind Work is something that's fun to do. Some of them are memory exercises so that you can forge new neural networks. In the end, what I'm trying to say is that I update that every single day for members, and please consider that as a resource, particularly when you find that you're down and out and a bit, if I could use the word, depressed. You're feeling like, oh, goodness, your recovery is stuck in the mud. You don't really know exactly what steps to take next. Well, go to the member websites, and I think you'll find you'll be able to switch that negative thinking off and turn on the positive reality that recovery, of course, is possible for anyone and everyone. So that's the member websites. And finally, I've got a little tip I want to give you before we move in to see who would like to be able to connect in and have topics to discuss or questions to ask. And it's the following suggestion, one of which I included in the course that I just concluded. And the course really has to do with how do you get traumas under control? How do you release traumas? And its course is called Diffuse the Grip of Trauma. It was the first time I taught the course, and we went through all of the basic material of what can be done to release traumas and release anxieties and stress. And the one suggestion I want to make to everybody is really simple, because what my class members reported back is this is the one idea that they found was really successful and really easy to do. So when you find that you are a bit anxious and worried and bothered and concerned, you know, you may even be having an anxiety attack where you can't somehow shut down the overpowering fight, flight, sympathetic nervous system, which of course is aggravating and promoting and supporting your Parkinson's symptoms. Well, what I want to suggest that you do is cross your arms and then tap your right hand on your left shoulder and your left hand on your right shoulder. Just tap as you're sort of thinking about, oh, this is really irking me. I'm really bothered by this. Just tap. You can sit. You can tap while you're walking. You can tap anywhere. And as it turns out, that in itself helps to create this ability for the right and left sides of the brain to be better balanced. Now, there's a lot more to that, but what I want to say is I think you'll find that really will diffuse some of the worries and concerns that you might be holding at any particular point in time. So, as you can see, we have a whole lot going on here at Parkinson's Recovery. Lots of support systems, lots of discoveries, lots of new news about really what's going on. So I'm excited to report that we are on the move. And I also want to say that it's an exciting time because I continue to hear more and more reports of therapies that people are finding to be successful. I'm hearing more and more reports of individuals who are being successful with their recovery program. Now, the discouraging part of it is for people who have really been successful, it's really difficult to recruit them to be guests on the radio show because, you know, they're well and they don't really want to go back and talk about what they had to do to get well. But the fact is that I do know from lots of discussions of people who are reporting back, whatever they're choosing to do is really working. So keep in mind, there's not one solution. There's not one way to get well. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of wonderful therapies that are proven to be successful for some people. So there are lots of choices out there. And there are even new inventions that have been actually emerging here over the last several years that, again, are being reported by members of my audience to be extremely helpful. So I just checked into the chat room box. I don't see anybody who's written in, let's talk about this topic or let's include this as a subject for not only this, perhaps the next time. So what I want to do then is to go into those of you who called in to our program, open up the line, say hello. Hello, how are you? And if you're connecting in through your computer, you can always call in to the line and we can have an actual discussion if you'd like to be able to do that. So we have a couple of callers here for our October support group. And let me first open up the line to Bill and say, Bill, hello, how are you?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what's up with you today?
Nothing. I just wanted to comment on this notion of therapies that work and therapies that don't work. I think people need to realize that just because something works or doesn't work for somebody else doesn't mean it won't work or not work for them. It's so individualized. That's really point one. And point two is that you have to expect that if you try, let's just say, 10 things, maybe one or two of them will work for you, and not to be discouraged because something that somebody else is promoting as great for them doesn't work for you.
Oh, Bill, that's such a beautiful summary of what I have drawn as a conclusion, too. It's so, so true. Everybody is so individualistic. Everybody's body is so different that it really is a question of doing some experimentation and listening to your own inner wisdom to decide what are the therapies that will make a difference for you. I also have seen for most individuals, interestingly enough, that for people who are reporting really being able to make leaps and bounds in the success of their recovery program, that they're not really doing just one particular therapy. They have usually a combination of 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 different approaches, whatever they might be. And
right.
They found the right combination for them. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with taming down that sympathetic nervous system and then supporting the parasympathetic. And, boy, we all respond differently to those different kinds of therapies that are helping some people but not others. So I think your summary is just beautifully put, is the one kind of, I think, success I've had is to be able to get the word out to lots and lots of individuals that there are dozens of therapies out there. Like, there are a lot of choices, And, of course, I think what has happened that's been a bit discouraging is that people get really overwhelmed because there's so many choices, and I don't come out and say, you have to try this if you want to get well. You know, it's like, no, I don't know that's true. So I've even had a discussion with a member of my audience just last week, and she said, yeah, you know, it's so exciting. There are so many dozens of therapies, but every time I kind of connect into what you do and your websites, I get overwhelmed. I can't stay there because there are just so many choices. So that's kind of why I decided to offer some of the courses that I offer, is just to help people focus more on a more limited range of options that they can consider, because it really can be so overwhelming. And, of course, what I didn't really realize also is, because it's overwhelming, it can also stress people out. It's like they say, oh, look at all of this, and I don't know which one to do and, you know, which one to pursue. And then, of course, what will usually happen is if a person gets overwhelmed, they'll always want to begin to consult with other people. And that can even be more stressful because they talk to one resource and they say, oh, no, that's perfect. It's lots of people, do it. And then they talk to a second source and say, no, don't do it. So it's like, oh, my God, it's too much confusing noise out there. And so in the end, it really is a challenge, I think, for everyone. So your counsel, your advice to everybody is just really quite wonderful. It's just stick with it. Listen to your body. Know that there's a selection of these options that are going to really make a difference for you. You just have to begin to go on a journey to figure out which ones are going to make the difference.
Yeah, you just have to start somewhere and be methodical about it and be honest with yourself in terms of whether something is working or not. And if it isn't, just jettison it and go on to the next thing. And eventually you'll have 3 or 4 things that work for you.
I think that's beautifully said. And, you know, some of these therapies, especially ones that are going to build the body from the inside out, it's going to take some time for a person to experience relief from their symptoms. So it's a good idea, especially if they know. I can tell you something like what they call body work, where you might be going to a therapist like cranial sacral therapist or a Bowen therapist. That kind of work is not instantaneous. It does take some series of sessions for a person to finally get the releases and really begin to feel better. So for some of these, it's a good idea to stick with it for a while. For others, however, boy, you ought to be able to experience relief within a few days. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's like medicine. You need to get some suppression of the symptoms. And so why do you want to continue to take whatever you're taking if it's not helping? And I've had some people, and they'll say, yeah, I'm taking this supplement X or this supplement Y or this recommended kind of thing. And they'll say, yeah, I've been taking it for a couple of months, and I'll say, well, have you noticed any difference? And the answer is no. And I'll say, well, how much are you taking? And they say the recommended dose. And, you know, my thought is, okay, why do you continue to take that if it's not helping? And then, of course, the other thought is, well, maybe you're just not getting enough and you need to take some more, you know, consult with your doctor. So it's really a journey, I think, for everyone. And you go step by step, and in the end, for me, it's a question of really being able to embrace the belief in your heart, mind, and soul that your body really does know how to come back into a place of balance and centeredness and calm and healing. You just have to listen to your body and allow that to happen.
Yeah, I agree. You've done a wonderful job laying out for everybody this panoply, this menu of, as you say, dozens and dozens of options, and that's a tremendous gift to everybody, but each person has to then take this on as an individual project, to sort of do-it-yourself project, and because then what works for one person is probably almost certainly not going to work for you, but maybe one of the things he does might, but you can't just take on somebody else's program, let's call it, and apply it to yourself. And I think that's what gets people discouraged, is there's work involved in experimenting with yourself, but that's what you have to do.
Oh, really? Again, so beautifully put. And there are lots and lots of websites that present the idea, if you do this program, you're going to be well. Like, I think to myself, wait a minute. And I look at the merits of the program, and I think, well, the program itself has merit, but why do you have to go to the next step and say, look, this is what you need to get well, because they don't know that. That's not something that really is appropriate to say. In fact, when I see websites like that, I think, oh, I don't want to include that as, you know, the mini long list of therapies, because I feel like, no, that, if a person has that expectation, there's a chance it may be manifested, but there's a chance it won't, and that's not a healing experience.
Exactly.
You know, the other kind of thought that I have too, Bill, in talking with you about this is that if a person feels like the solution can be provided by somebody else, so they go to a website, the website says, I can fix you, they're giving up control over their own recovery. And what I really discovered is, look, the key to being able to be successful in recovery is to maintain control over your recovery. You need to be in control. And don't for a minute think that anybody else has the solution for you. And I don't care who they are or what their qualifications are. They're not going to know the answers for you. So a lot of people will be impressed with all the different, you know, qualifications that a person has, and they'll think, well, they know, you know, they have the answer, and I'm going to just do exactly what they said. Well, again, it's possible that that'll result in a good outcome, but it's also possible that just the reverse will happen. And again, I think the problem is the real healing comes when a person does exactly as you recommended. They take control. They figure it out themselves.
I couldn't agree more. I think the most that somebody could claim would be to say, this has worked for some people. Try it and see if it works for you.
That's what I always say. I say, we do know. We have evidence, you know, and I've heard from some people back, this is great. Everybody ought to do this. And I'll just say, we know it helps some people. Whether it will help you or not, we really don't know. In the way I present myself, I try to be really careful so that people don't think that I'm some kind of an extra special, well-qualified expert that can tell them what they need to do. So I don't know what
I know. You've been very scrupulous about that.
I really try to. You know, I'm not Dr. Rogers. Hello, I'm Robert. And no, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher. I don't know what kind of things you need to do. I don't have a clue, but let me help you decide. And, you know, I have to say, Bill, that the thing that I've noticed is in some of what's out there, you have people who are saying, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and I've got this to recommend for you, and they're selling something, you know, which may be helpful to some people, but, again, they are giving the illusion that they're a medical doctor. And for some of these folks, I keep wondering, well, wait a minute, they say they're a doctor. I wonder what the qualifications are. So I'll look and look and look, and sometimes it's hard to find. And then I realize, oh, they're a chiropractor. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, chiropractors have great skills. They have wonderful things to offer. The problem is that the person has promoted themselves as a, quote, doctor, and so people begin to assume, oh, you're a medical doctor, so you ought to know. So I think that's a big mistake. I think a person ought to be clear about who they are. So I try to you know, to be as best I can to not even say anything about that so nobody gets confused.
No, you've been very good about that, very scrupulous, and I don't think there should be any misunderstanding in your case about that. So.
Yeah, I hope not. And if there is, I can always correct it and make sure that they understand. No, I'm not making any prescriptions or recommendations for anybody. These are just lots of different options you can consider. And I guess the good news is, too, I think I'm the only one that really previews everything that's out there. I think everybody is focused on, you know, one kind of set of therapies or another. So at least this gives everybody a pretty broad range of options to consider.
No, that's, you provide a wonderful service in that connection. And I just add that people shouldn't be discouraged if they try something that you or anybody suggests and it doesn't work for them. That's normal. That's not because they've got some weird form of Parkinson's or they did it wrong or any of that. Just go on to the next thing.
Right, right. Well, your counsel for people is going to be much appreciated. So I hope everybody is listening to Bill. That's really what it's all about.
Listen to yourself.
Yep. Listen to yourself. Listen to your guidance. Listen to your wisdom. And, you know, for people who say, well, this expert told me I should do this, so I guess I better do it. But I don't know. I don't think that's the right thing. Well, wait a minute. If you're thinking that doesn't feel right to you, don't do it. I don't care what qualifications this person has. It's really pretty irrelevant.
Exactly.
Well, I've really enjoyed our connection, Bill, today. As you can tell, it's been totally fun. So thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for everything that you do, Robert.
You're welcome, Bill. It's an honor and it is a privilege. And now we have a second caller. And again, for those of you who would like to suggest anything else we need to do, be sure to type into the chat room right now so we can be sure to get those discussed for you. So I want to open up the line to Vanna. Hello, Vanna. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. So what's up with you today?
Well, I'm up on top of a mountain today.
Whoa. What mountain is that?
It's the Feeling Better Mountain for a little bit.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I've gone out of town a couple of times, and traveling is a chore, especially when you're feeling sort of off balance. For some reason, I've felt off balance for 2 or 3 weeks. And when I'm off balance in unfamiliar turf, then I have to hang on to my husband's arm to make sure that I don't fall over.
Yeah.
But then when I'm on familiar turf, then I just walk around just fine.
Wow, what a summary of what stress will do to us. I mean, traveling is stressful. It really is. Being on a plane with other people, oh, gosh.
I might have told you that we took a car trip also. Did I tell you that?
No, didn't know that. Where did the car trip lead?
Well, it led from Austin, Texas, to West Texas, to Midland, Texas, to Roswell, New Mexico, and I have a sister in Midland, Texas, and she and her husband have a cabin up in Rio Dosa. So they invited us to stay there, and we stayed at this cabin in the mountains.
Oh,
I know it sounds wonderful, but it was nice. We stayed there a couple of nights, and then we went down to another town that was south of there, south of Pecos, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still in the driving stage. I can drive when I'm sitting still and watching TV or in the car. I don't feel disoriented.
Oh.
So I asked my husband about driving some on a big four-lane highway with a divided center. And he finally said, okay, you can drive now. Well, I drove on a two-lane highway, meeting head-on 18-wheelers on a highway that has been called a highway of death. So many people have been killed. And I was driving on that. It's a two-lane highway.
My goodness.
Two-lane.
That must have been stressful.
Well, not only that, there was we had a rent car, and when I took over the steering wheel, it had play in the steering wheel. You know what that means?
No.
You know what that means? When you're holding the steering wheel and you turn a little bit to the right, it doesn't turn to the right yet.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
In other words, the steering wasn't corrected. My husband didn't notice it, but I did. I said, God, this is play in the steering wheel is terrible.
Yeah, that's not good.
So we went on a 1,500-mile car trip. And
that's a long trip. And Texas is a big state, too. plus New Mexico. I mean, you traveled all over the place.
Yeah, well, I had a very numb backside.
Oh, I can believe
that. And the car that we rented was not a comfortable car. So thank goodness I had taken a couple of cushions, which I put one under my rear end and one in my back, and that's the only thing that saved me.
No.
But other than that, it was like torture.
Oh, my.
I couldn't wait to get to stopping points and get out and just stretch.
Exactly.
I think,
and enjoy the outside.
Yeah. So then we got home from that, and then we went. My husband was going to run a marathon. He's run over 20 of them. And so we flew to San Francisco and spent a couple of days there because I have a son and a daughter-in-law there and a grandchildren. And then we drove up to Lake Tahoe. And just as we were going up, my husband started hacking and coughing. By the time we got up to Lake Tahoe, he was just about ready to cough his lungs out. So he didn't go for the run.
That is
about the 10th time that he's had upper respiratory congestion over the last many years, and not one time did I ever catch anything, and I didn't this time either.
My goodness, well, good for you. You've got a good immune system, it sounds like.
Perhaps so. Right. So he drove all of the driving for that. We were in another rent car. So we're going to go again in the first part of December because I have another son in Albuquerque who's graduating with his master's degree. We're going to go to his graduation. And so while it is nice to travel, it is nice to be back home.
Yes, that's a beautiful summary of how stressful travel can be. I do have
I found out one weekend that the lady that does Bowen with me said there was a women's expo downtown Austin, and I told my husband, I said, I want to go, so he took me. And we walked into the, it was a gigantic big expo center. We walked in there, and my husband went to the front door. He said, okay, there you go. Bye. So
he said you wanted to go. Here you are.
Yeah. So I didn't have him to lean on for 2 hours. So I just sort of moseyed around the thing. And I came across this thing called OsteoStrong. Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, they have a office here, but it's out at the lake, Lake Travis. So I started talking to them, and it had to do with helping people sort of backtrack from having osteoporosis.
Uh-huh.
And so I made an appointment with them, and even though I made the appointment with them, I had to do some tall talking to get my husband to take me out there. Because it's out at the lake, about 20 miles away.
Right.
So I went and did a complimentary first appointment. And they do have this light thing that you sit in front of, and they have a gear in the light. In other words, they have a a setting for also for people that have Parkinson's.
Oh.
So I don't know what good that would do. But what they do is they measure the strength of your hands and your legs and all these different things. And you go in one time a week. So I knew about that before I went to Lake Tahoe. So I came back and had the appointment. And I think based on what they said it does for you, or possibly would do for you, my husband is impressed with it. So we may go out there for a while and just see how that works.
So explain a little bit more what the therapy is exactly, what they do.
Well, when you go there, they end up putting you on this platform that vibrates the hell out of you.
Uh-huh.
Stand there. And you stand there and your feet are shaking and your ears start popping. And then they tell you to lift up one leg and put it behind you. Put one leg. In other words, you stand on one leg and try to keep your balance. And here I am trying to, trying to balance on two legs. And then there's about half a dozen machines that they put you on. And the machines are measuring strength. You put your hands around these bars and you grip them as tight as you can, and they're measuring your strength. They say that over, and then you can see this probably over at a gym like 24-hour fitness, where you put your feet up against this gigantic blue plate and push, exercise your strength in your core of your body. That's one of them.
Yeah.
So there's different ones that you do. And then they have another thing that you lay on your back and it rushes water up under your back. The
Ooh.
Water is not on you. The water is not on you. It's on a plastic thing beneath your body.
Yeah.
And they said that was very good for cleaning out the lymphatics.
Oh.
So they are all over the United States, and if you want to get a dealership, then expect to pay about $500,000.
Now, maybe I can interview somebody who does this. What's the name of it again?
Osteo, O-S-T-E-O, Osteo Strong.
Osteo Strong. I'll check it out. And the approach that you described to me falls into two categories. One of them is in resistance training, and that's going to increase the resilience of the bones. But second of all, it's vibration therapy. And we had some devices that I know people were using back about 10 years ago called the Smart Lounge. People would lie down on this lounge and it would vibrate. And everybody who experienced that reported back to me that it was helpful. So vibration therapy can be very beneficial. I would guess that you were going to find some real beneficial outcomes from going there. So let us know. Okay, let us know how it goes.
Well, but it's not something that happens overnight.
No, that's right. Just keep at
but
it.
But I've been told that I have osteoporosis, and the doctor I had used as my primary care doctor has shut down his office to do something more lucrative. He's losing money.
Oh.
So I established with another doctor this past week, and he says, now, you got to be careful because you could just step wrong and end up breaking a bone.
Right.
Well, I think that's probably all the advice I'm going to get from a doctor. One doctor wants me to take some reclass, which is a thing that you intravenously have put in your system to freeze your bones.
Oh, my goodness.
But the people who go to this Osteo Strong are people who want to avoid having to live on medication.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful to me. Well, I'm really happy to know about that, Vonna, and I'll do some investigation, and please let us know over the coming months how that's going for you.
Well, if you want, I can put you in contact with a guy that owns this franchise out here at the lake.
Sure, that'd be great. I'll talk with him about it. Maybe we can get him on the radio show.
When I was there this past week, he was doing a presentation for two or three different people that were sitting there in the waiting area.
Oh.
So we'll see how it goes.
Sounds good. Well, wonderful choice. I think a wonderful choice, and my expectation would be you've made a great choice, and I think you're going to find some real wonderful benefits from it. So let us know, okay?
Well, I'd like to take advantage of some of the stuff that you're talking about, too.
Well, that'd be wonderful. We'd love to have you as a part of all that, Vonna.
Yeah, so give me a call when you
okay.
get online.
Okay? Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot for being here today at our support group gathering. You have some wonderful things that you are doing.
Yeah.
And I do have one idea that I want to suggest to all members. I recently traveled a couple of weeks ago on the plane, and it was a horrendous experience. Vonna was just talking about the challenges that she has had with traveling. And what I think confronted was standing in line to be able to get yourself scanned and checked at the airport. I was in the line for an hour. It was really quite stressful, actually. So what I actually discovered from some of my friends is you can actually apply to have an expedited check-in. And I think it involves a little bit of money and you have to go for an interview. But for those of you who have the intention of traveling or who have traveled quite often, remember that the key to being able to get relief from Parkinson's symptoms is to reduce that stress level. And if you're going to travel, you're going to be stressed, period. And the possibility that I'm just suggesting as well, you might be able to reduce some of that level of stress and anxiety if you get cleared for what's called, I think, an expedited check-in. So you go to the very front of the line, they let you right through, and you don't have to go through all the screening that I guess other people have to go through. So consider that as an option if you are a frequent traveler or if you are a person that is planning on a trip but you're a bit hesitant because of the stress, what it means to go through that experience. I really was a bit overwhelmed by the stressful experience of just getting on a plane so I could go down to California. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for being a part and a member and a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. Obviously, it means everything to me and to others to hear your experiences. So we will see you 1 month from today, the last Monday of November, and connect in with what's happening. If you have any follow-up issues or questions or topics you want to address, again, please email me, and we will be sure to add that to the agenda that we have for our regular monthly gathering. And if you need my support in any other way, please let me know. I'm happy to be here and available so that you can have a successful journey down the road to recovery. So may you have a marvelous experience for Halloween holiday. For those of you who are in the United States, it's always fun to look at the children who are having a good time as well as their parents. And we look forward to connecting with you 1 month today, if not a whole lot earlier.